Welcome back to Empowering You here on WSNC 90.5 FM. We're so pleased to have for us this segment the one and only Brian Anthony, who is the general manager of WSNC 90.5 FM. Brian actually is here as he comes to Empowering You each year to give us the state of the radio. And we really do need to know what's happening with WSNC so that we can be a part of keeping this music and the communication that we're putting forth alive. Good afternoon, Brian.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm well. I know I gave you the long intro, but
yeah, you do. You know, it's funny how I listen to Empowering You on Sundays, and a lot of times with the guests, especially the ones that you're familiar with, how relaxed you are.
Yeah.
But right now, you seem awfully stressed.
I am stressed. I got the big man at the microphone.
Hey, man, you know how I operate. We're all the same on the same level.
Absolutely.
We're all on the same level.
Well, really, it is good that you're here to come and share, because Empowering You really is about empowering, giving information to our listeners. And we need to let them know about WSNC and all that's going on to keep this radio station going. So how are things with you and the radio station thus far in 2025?
Well, I'm doing fine. Life is lifing. You know, there are a lot of things swirling around in society, in the world, that are going on around us. But, you know, my job is here with this radio station, the mission that we have here with it being public radio. A lot of different things are going on around this radio station that people don't generally hear about because I don't talk about it. I really don't talk about it. What we do is try to present the best presentation of jazz, make sure we're a conduit of information coming from different resources here in the community and gets out to the citizenship of the Winston-Salem State area, and not just Winston-Salem State, but Winston-Salem and Greensboro and the Triad as a whole.
Well, and we've been doing this for, I know we're getting close to 43 years, is it?
We're coming up on year number, what is this? 42, actually.
42.
Yeah,
42 years.
Yeah.
And you've been at the helm.
I just celebrated my 7th anniversary in February.
And it's been the best 7 years the radio station has had. So I want to let you know
I appreciate that, but see, you're biased.
I am biased. I am.
For those of you let me say this. Going through the process of interviewing for this position, Alvin actually was chairman of the steering committee. Every hire should be, but most hires are done by committee here in Winston-Salem State. And it was interesting, the dynamic of people that were on the committee to do the interview for me. Dr. Jeter of the Communications and Media Studies program, yes. I remember him very vividly. Mm. I knew exactly who he was when I sat at the table with him. Yourself, and I can't remember who the third person was. But it was interesting sharing my vision of what I thought the radio station should be. I had been in the market with an older Clear Channel radio station that we launched in 2006. That was 105.7. Mm. It had Steve Harvey, Michael Basden, and Keith Sweat on it. So I had been in the market, always been a fan of jazz, grew up with jazz the whole bit, and wanted to find a jazz resource here to listen to on a regular basis. And I heard the station. For whatever reasons, I wanted to make some adjustments because I always felt we could be better.
Well, I want to say 7 years, you had the vision. You've been at the helm now, and the station has definitely taken it to the next level. Mm-hmm. But I would like for you to share with our listeners, what is that level? What is happening now in terms of SNC and what it's doing?
Well, just to give you a quick summary, let me start with the mission that I came. I mentioned the vision. I always felt four different things about this radio station. Number one, I felt that it could be the premier broadcast training facility, not just in Winston-Salem, but in the southeast region of the United States. And I still feel that way. There's still some work that needs to be done for that to happen. The community itself has to feel, if you have an interest in broadcasting, whether it's internet radio, what have you, we have two different resources right here that can train you. And that's what we're here for. The education of the students at Winston-Salem State, also training volunteers from in the community to be broadcasters. It doesn't require a lot. I'm shrewd when it comes to people coming to me and saying, hey, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to volunteer. But I have to be able to see your passion. I have to know that I can count on you consistently to be here to do what you say you want to do. And, you know, I want to see people grow into the roles, into the goals that they make in this career. So that was the first thing. I wanted Winston-Salem State, and I'm a big advocate of this coming from Texas Southern University in Houston, where I got my start in public radio there some years ago that I'm not going to mention. Okay. But I wanted Winston-Salem State, as every HBCU that does have a radio station, should always control the narrative coming out of the university versus the media controlling the narrative for the university. So Winston-Salem State, through the radio station, has a voice. And we've talked about this with Chancellor Brown here, you know, over the last several months since she's been here, and she's aware. We got to do a very good job and a much better job of recruitment through the radio station, as well as she's going to take on a role at some point of what Chancellor Robinson did, and that was have a radio show that speaks to the things that are coming out of the university. That's a must.
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, the connection between the community and the university is so important, and the chancellor is that person.
So I don't want people to get information from news. I want them to get it from straight from the horse's mouth right here at the university. Something that's very dear to my heart, I mentioned earlier, that I've been involved in music for some time, jazz, the preservation of jazz. There are a lot of different ideologies about jazz. Mm. I knew I was going to take that on when I took over this radio station, and I knew immediately in order for us to fundraise and to have a revenue base in order for the station to be self-sustaining, that we had to do a better job of our jazz presentation. I knew it had to be broadened, but I am so adamant about preserving where jazz comes from. Mm. We're in the home of John Coltrane from High Point. I grew up in the city where Miles Davis grew up. His stepbrother was one of my entertainment agents some time ago when I was in radio, and we're still very, very close now. So there was that connection, and I know Ahmad Jamal comes from the state here as well. So it's important that people understand where the art form of jazz comes from. And you can't, and we're finding that out now, they are, quote unquote, trying to strip away history. Ooh. I didn't say whose, no. But they're trying to strip away
right,
history.
Absolutely.
But, you know, if you think about it, all facets, all genres of music come from the base of jazz.
Well, you're singing to the choir.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
R&B, gospel, reggae, blues, pop, all that comes from the root of jazz. So it's important that we, number one, educate people on where jazz come from, and always keep in the forefront those icons that made it possible for us to continue to grow to where this radio station is today. And I can say this, and it's not braggadocious, because I'm not saying it. I hear it from other people that I deal with on a national level. Mm. Winston-Salem State's jazz station is in the top three of jazz stations in this country on terrestrial radio, just based of our presentation.
Could you say that again, though? Because I want our listeners to really hear this, because this is important.
Based on the industry and what I've been hearing from people that work in the industry and travel around and listen to different and work with different jazz stations, we probably have one of the top three jazz stations in this country when it comes to presentation.
Wow.
It's never been done. I can tell you, because I've been traveling around, I started off with jazz at Texas Southern back some time ago.
Yeah, right.
And of course, coming up in a city like East St. Louis, Illinois, where Miles Davis grew up, you learn jazz. Mm. I heard jazz with my father, my grandfather, my uncle, before I even heard R&B. Mm. So, yeah, jazz is important. It's important to know where it came from, and it's important to continue to nourish the growth of the art form and as it continues to evolve. Last but not least, it's important for students, younger people, the younger generation, to have an alternative to the stuff that they deal with every day.
You said stuff.
Stuff. Okay. I kept it clean because you know me.
I know.
You know me. I speak my mind, but I have to keep it kosher.
Yes.
They deal with a lot of stuff on a daily basis. Music is a diversion from that. Mm. And it's also a source that they can turn to when they get older, when times are hard. I still play drums. Mm. I don't play a whole set. I got a drum pad and some sticks sitting right up under my TV. When I get stressed, I go home and I start playing. I can turn on the music and just start playing. Mm. It's important to expose, just the exposure alone, younger people to the music genres that like, a lot of kids like hip hop. Mm. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
But hip hop came from somewhere.
Absolutely.
It came from jazz. So teach them instrumentation. Expose them. Take them to a jazz concert. You hear the announcement, we're in the middle of Jazz Appreciation Month. Now, all of the artists that you hear on our radio station that are talking about introducing this jazz art form to younger generation. That's very, very important. And last but not least, if you look around the landscape of media, what entity can you say does a very good job of getting information out to its citizenship? I ain't talking about the news. Hmm. And that's not proper grammar, and I know that.
Okay.
But I ain't talking about the news. I'm talking about information from our services entities, governmental agencies, corporations that have community initiatives. How do you know about this stuff? Because there's a lot of it going on that can make your life better. The only place you can really find that is right here. My main objective was for this radio station to be a conduit for information coming in and getting out to the community. Now, we might be operating at about 60% of that. We got Empowering You. We got several different resources. But I'm going to challenge today the business community to figure out what this station has to offer, because I can tell you right now, a lot of people like to go, well, how do people know about you? Word of mouth. Mm. I guarantee you don't know 60,000 people like we have access to. I guarantee it. Mm. You might know a couple of hundred, as we say down here in the South. A couple of hundred.
right.
You might know a couple of thousand. You don't know 60,000. And that's what this radio station has grown to attract on a weekly basis. We started, when I first got here, we were attracting maybe 10,000 people a week. We're beyond 60 right now.
Well, and that's where I want to go with the next bit of our conversation. And we're talking with Brian Anthony, who's the general manager of Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
WSNC, is that what you're trying to
say? That's what I'm trying to say. Winston-Salem, North Carolina, WSNC 90.5 FM.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling the vision and the mission, but we know that there's been much growth in the radio station.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What we're able to do now and connect with listeners, really much different than 7 years ago when you came.
Of course. I mean, you know, I've been in radio for 35 plus years. I'm not giving specific numbers. I've been in radio for 35 plus years. One of the things that I do realize is when you take on a broadcast entity, in order for the business community that I just challenged to be able to want to come and do business with us and want to take advantage of our resources, is we got to have an audience to put them in front of. Jazz is the reason why we have such a humongous audience. Okay. Jazz is very diversified. We're not going after the black audience. We're not going after the white audience. We're not going after the Latino audience. We're going after anybody who appreciates music. Very simple. And that gives us a very diversified base of people that listen to the radio station. Most of the community initiatives that go on in and around through nonprofits, corporations, businesses, whatever it is a diversified, targeted audience that they're looking for. Not only do we do this on the air, when I first got here, we had an NPR template for a website, All News. That didn't do anything good for our radio station because we're not a news-oriented radio station. We're music-oriented. So we had a custom website developed. Technology has allowed the internet to be your support when it comes to marketing. If you're not on the internet spectrum and you have a business, you're fighting a losing battle already. I can tell you that and I can prove it to you. However, we felt it important for us to have whatever we talk about on the air, because people's mindset and what you're doing throughout the day has a way of going here, bouncing around. That's why we play jazz music all day, because it's in the background and it doesn't distract from what you got to focus on. Okay, so I wanted to make sure when you hear something on the radio station, an announcement or what have you, that you go, oh, I heard something about this on WSNC. I know it's on their website because they always put the stuff on their website. Now, because of that, number one, when I first got here as well, another resource that we have is Winston-Salem State Athletics. We do broadcasts for football and basketball. I'm surprised that the business community has not jumped all over this. Our fan base is too big for that. Now, what do I mean by that? You can, and we appreciate and want you to continue doing business with our athletic department, putting signs in the stadium for football games. That reach is not this reach.
Yeah, absolutely not.
When we have away games, we did the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio a couple of years ago. Okay, wherever these teams go, we try to make sure, except for basketball, basketball is a little different. Football is a once a week thing. Basketball, we pick and choose. We are able to go to that location. Game Center is always sold out, so it's hard to get in there. We are always at the games to broadcast back to this community. There's a built-in audience. How do I know that? Because when we made the custom website, when we first started broadcasting football and basketball games after 10 years in 2019.
Wait a minute. You mean 10 years we had stopped?
It wasn't on this radio station.
Oh, okay.
It was somewhere else at another radio station. So I was like, we're not doing that. We're going to do this right here. Okay? So when it comes back to the radio station, the first year we started doing football broadcast, the very first game, the listeners crashed the website.
Wow.
I had to go get more bandwidth so that we can handle the load of people trying to sign on to listen to the games.
That fan base.
Then we also got smart and said, okay, let's meet people where they are. Where are most people at?
On the way. On the internet.
Right? On the internet. Most people, unfortunately, I was driving here today, people driving down the highway on their phones. Are you serious right now? But anyway, I digress.
Okay.
Most people are on their mobile devices. Okay? Meet them where they are. Apple Store, free mobile app. Go download it. You can listen to the radio station anywhere you are in the continental United States. Just by pushing play on a mobile app. when I go from here to my hometown of St. Louis and I'm driving, oh, these guys hate it because I can hear the radio station. I listen for 10 straight hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, what just happened?
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, technology makes it very easy for us to be heard throughout the country. Alum that want to hear football games, alum that want to hear the radio station, whatever. People that listen to jazz. I was at Kiku Matsui. We did the marketing for her, I think it was last summer. I was after the show talking to the promoter, met the road manager for Kiku, standing up there talking. Introduced myself. Hey, I'm Brian Anthony, general manager of the jazz station in Winston-Salem. 20 yards away, a usher was over by the door minding her business. She heard me say jazz station from Winston-Salem. Hey, excuse me. I didn't mean to interrupt. I wasn't eavesdropping. Really? Yeah, that's okay. And I said, what can I do for you? She goes, did I hear you say you were the general manager of the jazz station in Winston? I said, yeah. Now, this is in front of the promoter and the road manager for Kiku. Mm. And I said, yeah, I am. And she goes, let me tell you something. I'm from New York. Oh, I didn't say it right. Sorry. I'm from New York.
From New York. Yes.
And we swear by WBGO, best jazz station in the country. But I got to tell you, y'all kicking that. And I can't tell you what you okay. what she said, but you get the idea. Mm. Now, this is in front of the promoter and the road manager. That's a testimony from somebody I don't even know, unsolicited. Mm. So we're growing. People can hear us all over the country. So that's the best news because we went from, on our website, 25,000 visitors a month when we first built the website in 2019. 25,000 visitors a month. Last year, we hit 200. No, it was earlier. No, late last year, we hit 225,000 visits a month.
225,000?
200, so that's an increase of 200,000 visitors in however many, through COVID, through COVID.
Well, and that's the message that we want our listeners and really the community, our businesses, our agencies to hear that we are doing it in a way that has never been done before, and we need your support.
Unfortunately, quietly, you know, and I'm learning, and I've learned when we practice what I preach to the underwriters, and that is market your situation so that people are aware, increase the awareness. I would rather, as a promoter, for people to know without a question that an event was coming to their market. That I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I would want you to know it and then be in a position to make a decision whether or not you want to go. The worst thing in the world is to have an event come to the market. Nobody knows. So they can't make a decision on whether or not they come in or not. So you're already losing that battle. You have to market. We have to market. I think a couple of years ago, and I saw this in our growth, when I market the radio station, we pick up listeners that don't even know we had a jazz station in this market, which is a small market, 400,000 people in Winston, another 700,000 or 800,000 in Greensboro, and then another 200,000 or 300,000 in High Point. People don't know that this station was here, and it blows my mind. So that leads me to just what you said, supporting the radio station. Vital at this point, and I'll tell you why. When I first got here, we were supported by our listeners. We are a listener-supported radio station. We also had a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Gave us a nice sum of money on an annual basis to operate the radio station. We were able to upgrade equipment for football broadcasts. We got professional equipment, the same stuff that CBS and everybody else has. Okay, we got that kind of equipment. We've upgraded stuff at the tower. People that ride around that have digital readouts on their radios can now see the songs that we play while you're listening to it. Okay, we did all these technological advances to make sure that we have a standard of broadcasting that every other radio station in the market has. fine. Same thing, technology and the website. We built a custom website. We maintain it here in-house, but there are always structural things that I want to add that I have to pay for, that I have to get a webmaster to create for me. Okay, so those are the things that cost money that people don't realize. Yeah, you're listening to the radio station for free, but it costs us to operate it to bring you the signal that you're hearing. So there are several different ways, and what our campaign is we look for sustaining memberships. What's a sustaining member? A sustaining member is a person that can either, one way or the other, donate $120. It can be an annual, one-time annual payment, or it can be $10 a month. I throw away $10 a month on foolishness every month, okay?
You're not by yourself.
Every month.
Yes.
Every month. That don't count bills. Okay. We are looking for sustaining members to help support the radio station. Individuals.
How many would you say you might look for?
Okay. Let me give you another number. I was getting to that. Thank you for asking that question. All we need is 2,500 sustaining members to be able to operate this radio station and be self-sustaining. That's without fundraising. That's without anything else. If we were solely dependent upon our listeners, we only need 2,500 listeners to be able to meet that goal. Okay? Now, you can decide whether or not that's worth it for you, but I can tell you, I'm going to show you something real quick. No, you didn't lose us. That's how quickly this radio station can go away. And what you just heard, that gap, is what it will sound like on the radio. It'll be gone because it costs money for us to operate the radio station. No, we don't get money from the university. No, we get money for our salaries through Title III because we're an educational institution and we are teaching kids how to do radio broadcasting.
Title III is a federal.
Is a federal funding. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, yes. We're going to be looking for more grants in the future, and we hope to be able to get back to Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but it's under attack by our current president.
I was going to ask how the whole national landscape is really impacting.
Well, it's interesting, and it's getting more interesting because I'm on a trail of NPR radio stations across the country and NPR TV stations, and I can tell you it's not a comfortable situation. I won't even get into the dialogue, but it's more activity on my emails from various radio stations that are NPR affiliates, and they're having this discussion. So it's important for us to become self-sustaining anyway, because you don't want to really be solely dependent upon a grant or nobody or anybody else. There's another interesting way that people can support the radio station. It's through a program called CARS, C-A-R-S. What does that mean? You've heard people on the air talk about donating your car. Now, it could be a car that's running, a car that's not running. It could be in your yard. It could be, as long as you have the title to it and you're the owner of it, you can donate a car, any vehicle, any motorized vehicle, motorcycle, car, boat, trailer, I mean, RV, anything, boat, anything along those lines that has a motor, you can donate it to the radio station, and our partners from CARS, the organization that handles this, will do the paperwork, and they'll schedule the pickup. We've been doing pretty good with that here lately. Okay. I think we really started this program last year, and over the last, three or four months, I've received checks for about five different cars that have been donated. Now, here's the other side of it. If you have a business and you have a fleet of cars, and you're trying to figure out what to do with these fleet of cars that you're not going to be using, that you own, and you can't turn them back in, donate them to the radio station. Just think if you had several cars on a lot. I would even challenge our salvage yards. If you have the title to a car and you just want to clear your lot, that's another way for you to get rid of those cars. And they come and they turn that into money, monetary donations for the radio station. Last but not least, this is the one that breaks my heart. Mm. Because let me just say this. And part of it is because I haven't had the time to really get in the face of business people in this market. Mm. I would love to do that. Don't care. But because of our limited staff, people think that there are like 18 people that run this radio station.
Right. No.
Less than five.
Yes.
Less than five. Mm. So I have to be the person who oversees all of the operations of the stuff that you hear on the air. And I can't really get out into the business landscape on a consistent basis to convince people to convince businesses to do business with us as an underwriter supporter. Now, we're going to be doing some fundraising, too, in a minute. Mm. We did one show so far, our very first show as a fundraiser, with Mike Phillips, Tanya Ross, back in November for Winston-Salem State's homecoming. We did a jazz brunch. Phenomenal event. Completely sold out. Sold out before noon. Mm. They had to add 40 more chairs. Loved it.
Yeah.
So we're going to do more of that. There are sponsorship available from businesses to be able to have on-site sampling. Or if you want to just come and have a table or a booth and be able to explain to people what your services are. Mm. Any of that. Yeah. Well, you can also, there are so many different ways for businesses to be a part of the support mechanism. And that's what I count on the most, because businesses have funding for community initiatives and community events.
And marketing.
And marketing for those. Because you can't do that through regular commercial broadcasts for the most part. We give you Empowering You. This show is on right after people get out of church. I don't hide public affairs information. Mm. Doesn't make sense to have it if you're going to hide it. Mm. We put Empowering You on right at noon strategically because people are coming out of church. We want to catch you as soon as you're coming out of church.
And they tell me they do.
Oh, I know they hear it. Oh, I know they hear it.
Absolutely.
I know they hear it. But if you weren't giving vital information, they don't have to listen. Mm. But you're giving key information. Here's another example. And I explain this to a lot of the organizations here. We all know who the American Heart Association is. Mm. But do you know what services they provide? If they didn't come on here and use their 30-minute segment to take that opportunity to pump their chest about what they do, marketing-wise, you wouldn't know. United Way. I knew about the United Way because they supported the NFL when I was coming up. You saw all the United Way commercials back in the day with the NFL. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, not United Way, but the NFL. More money, I guess, with whatever they're doing. But however, United Way, you know about the United Way, but what services do they provide? If I gave you $100 right now, you couldn't tell me six services that they provided.
No, you don't get that. Unless you listen to
this radio station. Right.
Absolutely.
And the businesses have to take it. I want you to be able to tell, I want you to have this problem. BA, listen. I'm getting overwhelmed by the number of people that want to be on this show, but we don't have enough time slots. Mm. That's where the position I want you to be in. And these businesses, I'm talking to all you business people out there, and I know you're listening, corporate decision makers and marketing departments. Don't look at this. And here's what gets my dandruff up a lot. Oh, you mean the college radio station over there? Hello, we're one of the top three jazz stations in the country. Mm. If you want to call us college radio, that's fine. Mm. But we're a force to be reckoned with. We got listeners that you need to be getting to be telling about your services, about the community events you got going on. Can we sit down and have a conversation about that?
That's where the tire hits the road.
That's where the rubber hits the road.
That's it.
And then, you know, everybody's conservative with their budgets right now, and I get it. $20 for a 30-second commercial? Mm. That's my highest rate. We have packages. We have a way to lower that rate. Ask John Coltrane Jazz Festival. Mm. Ask Carl Dennison, who does downtown jazz. Ask other people who do business with us. I really challenge the business community to get involved with this radio station. Diversified audience, efficient amount of money to spend to get the frequency you need to be top of mind awareness in the mindset of this community. Period. They know what that means. They know what the value of that is.
Well, and that's why I'm so glad to have you come on Empowering You today, because we want our businesses to be empowered by hearing this great resource that we have right in their backyard.
Let me say this to you. And you know, if we didn't have the experiences that I've had over the last 7 years, I wouldn't be talking this bold, but I know what I'm talking about because we've had the experience. There was and I'm not going to name any names because I don't want to embarrass anybody. There was an iconic jazz artist who was in Winston-Salem to perform. Venue or a promoter, whoever it was, thought we were just a college radio station and didn't have value. Tried to get that's giving up too much information. Tried to backdoor a different way to get that information on the air. Say a jazz artist comes to town to do a show. They haven't used the radio station. We're a jazz station. Are you kidding me? This iconic jazz artist had less than 200 people in the room.
In this city.
In this city. Embarrassing.
Wow.
Anytime a major jazz artist comes to this part of the triad period and you don't utilize this radio station, that's a problem.
Yes.
I can show you better than I can tell. And that's not being braggadocious. People, we got promoters in Charlotte that utilize this radio station to promote shows in Charlotte. Kiko Matsui, Will Downing, different. And I can say this, John Coltrane, Joe Williams over at John Coltrane Jazz Festival understands the importance of this. Carl Dennison understands the importance of this. I can tell you one more entity that we just started talking to, but I don't want to mention it until the deal is done. They understand it because they called us. Businesses can take advantage of this, just not concert promoters. If you've got a community initiative, ooh, I want to say this name so bad, but I'm afraid to. Let me say it in support. One of our grossiers around here does a very good job of community initiative programs in the community with the amount of business that they do in our market. Okay? They're under attack, I can assure you, because they have a strong DEI program. Diversity? Inclusion? What was the other?
Equity.
Equity. Yeah. They have a state, they've been known for that. What's happening with them? Who knows? Because they're not on this radio station talking about it.
Now, isn't that something? The light bulb went off for me. I would be right in this radio station.
This radio station, and I'm not just saying that because I'm the general manager. When they say you build something, people come to it. We're just having a problem with people coming to it right now. Yeah. We built it.
Yeah,
it's strong. The foundation is strong. We're just trying to keep it open so it doesn't go like this again. That's a problem.
That is a problem.
Now, I can ask the people at Fayetteville State who lost their radio station. Ask any HBCU around this country that's lost their radio station. Outside of begging people, which I wouldn't do because I know the value of this radio station, we just have to continue to get the word out about it. Introduce it to your friends. You know people that know jazz. You know people that love jazz. You know people that are tired of what's on the radio now.
Absolutely.
You know, so just introduce. Hey, have you heard about the jazz station in Winston? You can listen to it online. You can listen to it on the radio. Get the mobile app. That's all I ask you. That's all I need for this community to do. Share the information about this gym and this market.
Well, that's why we had you on today to get that word out and really a call to action to our community to come. Let's do this for us because we are WSNC.
Yeah. You know, one other thing that I wanted to do that I haven't done yet, and it was difficult to put it together. Politics is big these days. It's a lot going on. At some point in time, whether it's the next 2-year term election, I mean, the midterm, or the big one where everybody runs to vote for the presidency or what have you. First of all, folks, we're going to try and be a conduit for the local politicians to be able to do a town hall live on the radio station. Okay. I want to be able to have everybody have an equal platform at the same time, and we sit down and talk about what they plan to do in this community. That would be major.
Oh,
that's going to happen. That's going to happen. And I want to be able to hold one of those so that the people in the audience can be heard, the questions can, I mean, it'll be structured. You know, I don't play that. No. It's got to be done right. And I'll get the right people in place to make sure it happens that way. So, you know, that's one of the things that I want to be able to do. But there's so much stuff going on around us. The jazz is fine. The jazz brings us back to an even calm. Because there's so much foolishness going on.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the jazz brings us back to an even calm. But when the information comes to you, the next step, take action.
Action.
That's where we lack in most communities. We talk. Everybody got a solution to the problem. Act.
Act.
Act on it.
Absolutely.
When are we going to act on something?
Well, I want our listeners to act. And let's get behind.
Please support this radio station. But on a serious note, we're at a critical time because we don't have the Corporation for Public Broadcasting grant. We have to become self-sustaining. We have to be.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Brian, for coming on Empowering You.
Yeah.
That's our show for this week. And yes, it's been a powerful show. I want to thank our guests, and especially Mr. Brian Anthony, for coming and giving us the state of the radio station. I hope you heard it on Empowering You on WSNC 90.5 FM. Until next week, do have a great week, and we'll be back giving you more of Empowering You.